Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Let the church say amen again.
Amen.
Praise God from whom all must flow.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Praise him, all creatures here below.
Oh, yeah.
Praise him above the heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Amen.
We give honor to God today, to the presiding minister, to Pastor Armstrong in his absence, to all of the other ministers at Shiloh. God is good.
Amen. Oh, yes.
God is good.
Yes.
This is the last time. Come on, God deserves it. Somebody knows from experience that had it not been for the Lord on your side, you wouldn't be here today. We're blessed. Thursday was Thanksgiving. Many of you enjoyed the day, food, family, fellowship. But you know, somebody wasn't as blessed as you. Oh, am I right about that? And for some of you, it was just a brief retreat from what life is really like every day. Oh, it's not that way every day like it was Thursday, but I wish that you would look at somebody and just tell them, but out of all the things I've been through, can you say that? Out of all the things I've been through, tell somebody I'm still here. Oh, I thought that would make sense. And I wish I had somebody. I wish I had somebody that would help me just say one other thing, because, see, this is the end almost of 2015. And some of us don't know if we're going to see the end of this year. And for some of you, this has been a year full of challenges. This has been a year that the devil has been on your track. This has been a year that you've gone through so much. I don't know, maybe I'm not talking to anybody but myself. Some of us know, some of you know about physical sickness. Women, you know about breast cancer, ovarian cancer, hysterectomies. Men, you know about prostate. We know about kidney, liver. Know about colon. Know about heart trouble, heart condition. But you know what? And out of all of these things, I wish you'd look at somebody and just say to them, but I don't look like what I've been through. Oh, can you say that? I don't look like what I've been through. And if you said it one more time, the devil would be mad. I don't look like what I've been through.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Oh, God is good. I'm not going to preach long, but you know what I want to hear a little bit of? Amazing grace. Just a little bit of amazing grace. Because, you know, do you not know that it is only grace that has brought you thus far? And I don't know what you think about yourself and who you think you are, but stop and think of who you used to be. Before you were an AKA, before you were a Delta, I once was lost, but now I'm found. And somebody here this morning may still be lost, but you're at the right place to be found. I was blind, but now I see. But do you know what I'd like through many, many dangers, toil, and snares, I have already come. Hey. I've already come. I only got here by grace. I wish somebody felt like having church this morning. Grace that brought me safe thus far. I don't know what the future holds, but guess what? Grace will lead me home. Stand on your feet and let's sing a verse of this. Attention for this morning message as directed by the Holy Spirit.
All right.
To St. Luke chapter 22 and verse 31. And we always ask God to give us an understanding of his word. And it says this to us. And the Lord said, Simon, Simon. Mm-hmm. He was speaking to Simon Peter. And he says, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan hath desired you that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for thee that thy faith fail not. Let me stop just right there. The rest of it says, and when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren. But allow me just to do this. And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, Satan hath desired you that he may sift you as wheat. But I, now this is Jesus talking, I have prayed for you that your faith fail not. And when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren.
Amen.
For just a few moments, let's discuss today Satan's agenda. Satan's agenda.
Amen.
You may be seated. And I always acknowledge my administrator, Dolores. You don't know what she's been through this morning. I had to get up at 5:30 this morning, 5 o'clock this morning. And she's been so kind, and I just appreciate everything. God bless you, Dolores. God bless you. Satan's agenda. You've heard it said, I've heard it said, that the devil is busy. And we say the devil's on my track and he's trying to turn me back. And we just give the devil so much credit. Years ago, you remember it was Flip Wilson, was it not? That his show always said, the devil made me do it. And you know, we have taken Satan as a joke. But my brothers and my sisters, I want you to know that the devil is real.
All right.
Evil is real.
Amen.
Satan is real. And this is what the Lord lets us know. Satan desires you. Satan wants you. Satan wants your joy. Satan wants your testimony.
Yes, sir.
Satan wants your happiness.
Yes, sir.
Satan wants your faith. This is his agenda for the people of God.
All right.
The devil doesn't have to worry about his folk out there.
Right.
He's already got them.
Amen.
Does he worry about a crackhead? I don't think so. Does he worry about an alcoholic? Well, you know, my son taught me something. My son said, Mom, there's a difference between alcoholics and drunks. Because he said alcoholics go to class. They go to meetings. But the drunks, they don't want a meeting. They don't want anything. I just want to be drunk. Satan is trying. According to the word of God, Satan wants to sift us as wheat. He wants to divide your home. He wants to divide you on your job. And you know the devil is getting really wicked because he's trying to divide the church, the body of Christ. I see it. You see it. I see it. That the devil's always trying to keep confusion going on. But see, don't let it surprise you because Jesus has told you that Satan has an agenda. He wants to sift you as we go. Why? Why? Because the Bible tells us. Now, when Satan is so bold that he would tempt Christ. Oh, somebody help me here. You remember when Jesus had just finished praying for 40 days and 40 nights. Came out of prayer and there's the devil waiting for him. And have you noticed just when you're trying to get close to God. Just when you're trying to get a prayer through. The devil will do something that'll make you cuss. Be on the highway. What the? And you in the car and they're on the side of you and you laying them out. And they don't even hear you. Dumb fool, you didn't see me. That's the devil. The devil only wants to manipulate you. He said to Jesus, he said, I tell you what, I'll give you all of that. New York City, I don't think he wanted Princeton. I don't think the devil would have said Jersey. I don't think he would have said Philadelphia. He probably would have said Vegas. Yeah, I know you know about Vegas, don't you? I had a Vegas witness back here. But I can hear the devil saying, I'll give you Vegas, I'll give you Nassau. I'll give you South Beach, Florida. I'll give you all of that if you bow down and serve me. He did not know that he was talking to the maker and the creator. And yet he knew, but he was trying to throw Jesus off. What did Jesus say? Get behind me, Satan. This is the one thing we have not learned to do, to tell the devil to get behind us. See, for some of you, when the devil comes upon you, Satan. What is Satan? I'm not talking about a red suit and a tail and a pitchfork. No. That's not Satan. Satan will come in the form of your best friend. Satan will come in the form of a co-worker. Satan has many disguises that he wears. And you have got to learn to, first of all, the Bible says, in order to mess up Satan's agenda, you've got to tell the devil what Jesus said, get behind me. Get behind me, Satan. Get behind me, Satan. Because see, when he is in charge and he's in front, then you're out of control. Oh, I wish somebody believed it. And the devil is using television as part of his agenda. Look at your children. It is so sad. We have a generation of children that know nothing about Marian Anderson. We have a generation of children that know nothing about the culture or even the history of our people. And his agenda is to have them dumb and ignorant. What does he do? How many times have you seen our young people now? The devil's agenda is to get them. He doesn't want them to have it. And let me tell you something, and many of you are playing into the devil's agenda because you are not expressing your joy. The devil's agenda, he doesn't want us to have church. He doesn't want us to be in church. Oh, come on, somebody ought to help me. Did you see how many people were at ball games yesterday? I mean, they had games on all day long. College, Alabama, Auburn. Just everybody was on. Temple. They won. Everybody. Do you see how they fill the ball things? You see how they did Thursday? Some of you couldn't even eat Thursday, men. Because the Eagles did so bad. Oh, that was pitiful. It took the taste of turkey away from you. They did so bad. But do you see what I'm saying? The devil wants what makes you happy. The devil wants your peace. The devil's agenda is that you don't sleep at night. And some of you get up in the morning, I couldn't sleep at all last night. What was wrong? What was wrong? Worrying about something you can't do anything about. Our song says, but what it is what you need to do is to take it to the Lord in prayer. I wish I had a witness in Shiloh this morning that knows the Lord will fix it. He's a fixer. When you can't sleep at night, have you ever had him to give you a lullaby that said, let not your heart be troubled? Ye believe in God, believe also in me. Have you ever had an empty pocketbook, an empty credit card, a balance? Have you ever had any low down, pitiful stuff to happen? Your roof needs fixing and the car needs transportation and the children's tuition are due. How am I going to make it? You can't get the lottery. You can't get the jackpot in Atlantic City. But guess what? I got a feeling. I can't explain it. I got a feeling that everything is going to be all right. The devil wants your faith. And this is what has disturbed me more than anything else. According to our history, when did we as black folk, African Americans, learn about depression? I mean, you sitting up here with a Louis Vuitton bag, Gucci shoes, all of this stuff. I'm depressed. I just don't know what's wrong. I'm just depressed. Depressed about what? You want to be depressed? You want to see people that have nothing. And yet God has kept you covered, that he supplied your needs. Oh, somebody ought to tell God, thank you. But Satan wants to divide. His agenda is to divide us. Now, I know some tips if you're interested. The Bible says if you resist the devil, he will flee from you. See, you got to get your own agenda going on. Resist the devil and he'll flee from you. And we give the devil credit for everything. Oh, my goodness. You know, people talk about, oh, the devil is so busy and The devil got in my refrigerator, and the devil got in my washing machine, and the devil made me late for work this morning, and the devil... No, don't give the devil all that credit. See, one thing I found out, some stuff just happens. It's a thing called life. Oh, I wish somebody knew about that. It's a thing called life. It's not always the devil, because some of you, the devil got you, so he's not even, he doesn't have to pursue you. The devil wants your mind. And have you noticed how you can be sitting in church and your mind is 1,000 miles away? Why? Because the devil's agenda is, in the house of God, if we are not on one accord, we can't get anything done. I know I'm right because the scripture says if there are two or three gathered in my name, touching and agreeing, I'll be in the midst. The devil wants to keep us from being on one accord. But all hearts and minds ought to be plugged into the same situation. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go to the house of the Lord. And just as I say many times, people, I can't stand it. They come to church complaining. I started not to come. Come to rehearsal. I hope we won't be here all night long. Don't come. Stay home. Quit singing. God said, I've got the heavens to declare the glory of God. The firmament will show his handiwork. The Lord said, I don't need you in there. Just get me a couple and I'll be in the midst. We complain. Satan desires you. And see, this has got to be true because it came from Jesus. Jesus told Simon this. Satan desires you. Satan is a spirit of evil, and it wants to take over. Do you understand what I'm saying? It wants to be in total control of you. And let me tell you something, my brothers and my sisters, my sons and my daughters. When you stop and think about even ISIS, that's nothing but devil. And see, and I wish I could get to President Obama. I wish I could get to Congress. They're going about it all wrong. See, they're trying to get all kinds of drones and bullets and all kinds. They want a war. ISIS is not thinking about no war. Do you hear me? What country do they have? They don't have a country. They don't have a nation. They don't have a kingdom. All they got is their face covered. And you see how low down the devil is, won't even show your face. That's what I can't understand about our young men going to jail. You see the police catch them. Yes, we found two that was holding up a Wawa. They got $13. And here when the police come, they trying to cover their face. Now, if you that bad to get a gun and go to a store and hold a... Yeah, I did. But the devil will make you ashamed of what you do. Come on, am I right about it? Even in church, you may have to apologize for your ugly ways. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to do it, but it was just too much on me, just too much. My God, my God. But I was telling you about ISIS, and the Bible says what we're fighting with them, and we need to listen and talk about it. I wish I had time to tell you about it as I see it. The Bible tells us we're fighting principalities. We're fighting power. These people want power. The devil wants power. We're living in a day, my brothers and my sisters, that's all people want. Warren Buffett, all of them, all they want is power. Am I right or am I wrong? And got us so twisted that we don't know what's up. We don't know what's up. I don't know. I don't know about ISIS. What is it? You know what they want? They want you to serve their God. That's all that they want. Before they blow up anybody, they say God is great. Allah is great. When was the last time you told somebody God is great? Come on, come on. When was the last time you testified? My Bible says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Oh, I wish you would turn right now and look at somebody and tell them, I love the Lord. Oh, you ought to testify right now. I love the Lord. Tell somebody, God is good. God is good. He's worthy to be praised. Don't you know, he said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw them. I'll draw all men unto me. So the devil's agenda, and you know what the devil hates? The devil hates love. The devil hates love because that's how Jesus got us. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but shall have everlasting life. Now I hear somebody say, well, lady preacher, why is it I go to church, I try to be good and everything, but it seems as if I have such a rough time? I thought if you serve the Lord and you pray. And see, we need to stop making people believe that because God answers prayer, he's going to answer every prayer you pray. But as the song we sing, I've had some good days, but I've had some bad days. Anybody here know about bad days? But won't he bring you through? Won't he bring you through? Won't he turn that stuff around? Won't he let you know it's in my hands? And I know some of you didn't do well in math, but learn to add it. When you add it up, your good days outweigh the bad days. Yes, 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 yes. So it says, I won't complain. The devil's agenda is to keep you down. And see, the thing of it is, we claim too much. We claim anything the devil sends your way. You just claim it. You go to the doctor, and before you know it, you're telling the doctor, say, I got this. Let me tell you what happened to me. Some years ago, I went to the doctor and for an examination and all of this, and the doctor told me that he thought I had these little tumors and possibly cancers. We found them. He says, you know, during the examination, I said, you found them? Well, finders, keepers, losers, weepers. I didn't find nothing because I wasn't looking for nothing. Oh, you got to stand up to the devil sometimes. And I went home. Excuse me. I went home and I got like a little newborn baby. Hint, hint. Took my clothes off and I told the little tumors, I said, I'm going to name you Tootie and I'm going to name you Fruity. Yes, I did. Stood in the mirror. I said, now you got to go. You either got to go, or if you stay, you got to know how to act. I said, I'll dress you. You'll smell good. You'll go nice places, but you can't bother me. You cannot cause me any pain. I'm not going to get cut on. And if they take you out, they will put you in a thing with some toxic diseases. Is that where you want to go instead of being with me? Yes, I did. Yes, I did. Had another appointment with the doctor. Doctor went and turned me over, turned me down, turned me around, turned me over. Went out, came back. Nurse came, went back. I said, well, what's wrong? He said, we can't find it. Oh, I know what God will do. I wish there was somebody here this morning in Shiloh that would say, he touched me. Has he touched anybody? You ever been sick, but he touched you? doctor told you you had something wrong, but he touched you? Ah, won't he touch you? But see, you let the devil just mess up your mind. And you let the devil give you anything. Child, I don't have nothing. Don't let the devil program you. Don't let the devil program you. Don't let the devil work his agenda on you. And you see, the devil is busier now than he's ever been before because he knows he has but a short time. Do you know this thing is almost coming to an end? Do you know this thing is almost coming to an end? Do you know it's just a matter of time that the wicked will cease from troubling and that the weary will be at rest? Do you know that it's just a matter of time that every day with Jesus will be sweeter than the day before? Do you know it's just a matter of time? And you know why I know it? Because the Bible says, Jesus said, but I prayed for you. Some of you sitting out there with your cute self saying, you know, I'm my own person. Yeah, I'm my own person. And I'm a very private person. And I'm an independent person. And you know, everything is all right. I just know how to save my money, invest, and do this. But let me tell you something. Do you not know? Do you not know that you are where you are today because somebody prayed for you? Oh, I thought somebody would be glad to hear that. Somebody prayed for you, had you on their mind, and took the time to pray for you. Aren't you glad they did? Aren't you glad they did? Prayed for you in Bible class. Prayed for you in Sunday school. Prayed for you in prayer meeting. You didn't even know who they were, but somebody said, Lord, bless that little nappy head child. Lord, bless that little booger book. Picking boy. Somebody prayed for you, brother deacon. Somebody prayed for you, sister preacher. Had you on their mind and took the time to pray for you. And you know what? We're so busy praying for ourselves and what we want till we forget to pray for others. Did you hear what I said? Lord, I want you to bless me, bless my husband, bless my children. Bless my grandchildren, bless my neighbors. Oh, Father, and I want you to bless my first cousin and my two nieces and my three nephews. You need to pray for somebody else. Because when you pray for others, you get the blessing. So I got my scripture right here where Jesus said, but I prayed for you. And this wasn't the first time. He prayed for you when you did wrong, when they were trying to kill her, when they were trying to do it. He said, Father, forgive them because they don't even know what they're doing. Aren't you glad Jesus prayed for you? Aren't you glad Jesus prayed for you? Now, what we need to do is we need to tear up the devil's agenda. You need to tell the devil your program doesn't work in my house. You need to tell the devil your program does not work in my mind because I woke up this morning with my mind on Jesus. I feel like going on, Brother Satan. You're not going to discourage me because I got the scripture here. And it says, now what shall separate us from the love of God? That's all that the devil wants. The devil wants to separate us from God's love. Devil wants you to think that God's forgotten all about you. Just because your mother died and your children died and you mad and everything. Because God said, hey, they were mine. Do you know that everything you have belongs to Christ? And if you want to get cute about it, he said, you're not even your own. You belong to me. Oh, somebody ought to be glad about that. But guess what? It works both ways because the writer said, but blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory, divine heir of salvation, purchased by God, born of his spirit, washed in his blood. The devil's agenda for you is to have you upset, nervous, crying. And Jesus said, I've come that you might have life. And you might have it more abundantly. We used to sing that song, I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I'm free. Why? His eye is on the sparrow. And I know he watches me. And maybe I need to give somebody a little comfort this morning and let you know all night and all day. What happened? His angels keep watch over you. How many of you know God is the best security system you can have? Oh, won't he watch over you? Won't he walk you to your car? Has he kept you this week? Did you get to your car without being mugged? Did he bless you at night? Nobody broke your windows in your house. Nobody burned your house down. Nobody stole your automobile. That's nothing but God. That's nothing but God. Do you have 10 fingers? Do you have 10 toes? Look at God. Move your hand and just say, look at God. Look at God. Nobody taught you how to do that, but God did it. Somebody today, somebody in Shiloh today, how many of you know, had it not been for the Lord who was on your side when my mother and my father forsake me? Look at this. He'll pick you up. He'll turn you around. He'll place your feet on solid ground. The devil's agenda is for you to enlarge hell. He wants you in hell. So you all need to be careful when you tell people to go to hell. You may be there too. The devil loves a recommendation. The devil loves a referral. Oh, you telling people, you act like you know what it's like down there. The devil wants you to have a passport that'll send you directly to hell. But oh, my brothers, my sisters, my sons and my daughters, it's important that you know that just like the devil is real, hell is real. Please believe that. And Jesus died that you don't have to make that journey to hell. Jesus said, I prayed for you that your faith fails not. The devil's agenda is to get your faith, to get your spirit of cooperation. But oh, my brothers and my sisters, my sons and my daughters, Jesus has an agenda too. He said, mine is that whosoever believeth on me shall not perish, but shall have everlasting life. The agenda that Christ has for you is that I will never leave you, nor will I forsake you. He said, you can walk through the valley in the shadow of death, but fear no evil because the Lord is on your side. With all that's going on in the world today, the agenda that God has for you is he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Stand on your feet quickly. Stand on your feet. God wants to do something for somebody today. Somebody needs to mess up the devil's agenda today. The devil wants you to be miserable all your life. The devil wants you to be depressed all your life. But do you not know God wants you to have joy? Yeah. Oh, because the joy of the Lord is your strength. God will forgive you of every sin. And if there is a sinner here this morning, and I tell people every time I open the doors of the church, you're in good company. Because we are all sinners saved by grace. That grace we just talked about. If you're here, you need to come. You know, 2015 is almost gone. God's giving you a chance He's put up with you all year long. He has given you grace all year long. I don't know how to tell you this, but for somebody, time might be running out. If there is a backsliding year, you need to come. The Lord's waiting for you to come back home. Is there someone that just needs, you don't want it, but you need a church home? You need to be surrounded and embraced with other believers. If you're here this morning, the Lord is knocking at the door of your heart. You don't have to do anything but come, and the Lord will do the rest. Does anybody know the Lord delivers you from evil? Am I right about that? Amen. Will he deliver you? Whatever it is, bring it to Jesus. If there is a sinner, if there is a backslider, if there is a backslider, if there's someone without a church, come to Jesus right now. And if one comes, somebody else will follow you. If you're here, the Lord saved you at 8 o'clock. The Lord saved you at 8 o'clock. We're offering Christ to you. You know, I preached here a couple of Sundays ago, and somebody did not come, but they went to the deacon after service and gave their heart to Christ. But you know what? God wants somebody to come today as a testament. As a testimony to the devil. Ah, you lost one. You lost one. Heaven rejoices over one. And if there's one that will come, heaven rejoices. Sing it, choir. My sister, he will give you breath. Devil's agenda to keep them from accepting Christ as their Savior. But we rebuke you, Satan. We bind you here on earth, and the Bible tells us that we bind you on earth, that the Lord will bind you in heaven. We pray for those that needed to come. Keep knocking at the door of their heart, that they'll come to Christ before it's too late. In Jesus' name. Let the church say amen.